Classmates 3, Students Book. Unit 2. Culture. Exercise 2.
The RSPCA. Who's going to protect those that can't protect themselves? Animals often rely on us for help, but for centuries we didn't give them the rights they deserve. The first organisation to promote animal rights was the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, RSPCA. It started in 1824 when a group of politicians decided to fight against animal cruelty in the UK. Today, the RSPCA continues to work across England and Wales and is the biggest animal charity in the UK. The RSPCA helps all kinds of animals, from farm animals to wildlife, but much of its work focuses on pets. Today, half of UK households own a pet, but some pet owners treat their pets badly or abandon them. The RSPCA regularly rescues pets from homes or from the street and brings them to clinics or one of its 4 animal hospitals for treatment. Afterwards, they often put rescued pets up for adoption. The RSPCA has more than 50 centres where people can adopt a rescued pet for free, as long, of course, as they can give it a safe home. Each year, the RSPCA helps and rehouses around 55,000 animals. In addition, the RSPCA fights for animal rights in the UK Parliament. It helped pass many laws that make cruelty to animals illegal in the UK. The RSPCA receives some funding from the government, but mostly it relies on the public support to pay its 1,600 staff and continue its work. There are many ways people can help. You can send a donation, become a volunteer at a centre, or even organise a fundraising event. Go to www.rspca.org.uk to learn more.